Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions, and we're sitting here.
Wow.
Take a breath.
Yes.
This is going to be a silly one.
Yes.
I can tell. Paulie's here.
Paulie. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, Paulie.
That's Raybone to you
Are
guys.
Are you doing the Paulie in Rocky?
Paulie in Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, Paulie yeah. Hated Phones, or Pope of Greenwich Village?
Oh, yeah.
Lye in his coffee.
Yeah. but there he... Oh, well, yeah.
Paul's theme song.
And of course, Mickey Rourke was Charlie.
Very good. Did you know Paul was in Deliverance? Our Raybone?
Oh, yes, that's
his accompanying
right.
music.
Yeah. You know,
how you been, kid?
Pretty good, you know. I get some report. I have some news, actually.
Yeah,
you know, Gilbert was recently in France. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know.
And?
His wife made him go to...
His wife made him go, but you know...
I'm considered a genius.
I was going to say, people are starting to turn their backs on Jerry.
Really?
And look for Gilbert.
Jerry Van Dyke?
Reports are coming in.
No, on Jerry Colonna.
I believe Dara dragged you to France.
Yes.
For Arlene's photo gallery opening.
Yes, she yes. got into
and it was a smash hit, right?
Yeah, into a museum in France.
How about
in Paris.
That? Classing up the classy
was
one
it in
of the
Paris
siblings.
Or
Nancy.
Nancy.
In
yeah.
Nancy. House. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And everyone knew her as Nancy.
Yeah.
And what have you been up to, Ray Bone?
Well, not too much. You know, I didn't see you guys for a while. I sit by the phone. It doesn't
just
ring.
Wait for us to
yeah,
call.
Just waiting for a call.
You wait for the Ray Bone signal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane.
Should we wish Dick Cavett a birthday?
Oh,
happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Dick Cavett,
to our maiden guest.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Frank is as a trigger finger tonight.
Yes. For you.
Hope Dick's listening. Let's see. Tonight, oh my God, we are going to read some questions from Patreon patrons.
Say that again 5 times.
Well, the people who've been kind enough to support us all this time on Patreon. Okay, Tommy Lee, bear with me. We have collected some questions.
Oh, we haven't had that laugh for a while.
Which?
From what's your name?
Oh, I'm sure he has it.
Ooh.
They just do a whole show of sound effects.
He is horrible.
Okay. Frank's having a good time. Okay, let's start off with this. We are also going to read some thank yous. We're going to thank each and every, what do you think of this, Gilbert? Ambitious?
Oh,
each
yes.
and every Patreon patron by name.
Yes.
And we're going to spread it over 2 nights. So some of because there's just too many names here.
And
so,
why is tonight different from all of them?
Well,
yes.
We're going to thank some of them tonight, and some of them will be thanked on next week's mini-episode on Thanksgiving, appropriately enough. So we'll get through as many as we can, and we'll get through as many questions as we can. And we'll checkerboard it. Steven Antonuccio, are you guys planning another holiday show with Mario Cantone and Richard Kind? Did we do it, Mario? Richard was on a plane.
Yes.
Yeah. I have never laughed so hard as I do during your holiday program. It is a wonderful holiday tradition. Another great Italian and Jewish team. Nice. How nice. I guess he means Gene and Dean and Jerry.
Yeah, I think on the last show, me and I forgot his name.
On what show? Are you forgetting the guest names again? That's a bad sign. I'll move on to another question while you think.
No. But the last show, me and Mario Cantone we were talking about doing a show called The Fag and the Jew.
Right.
Yes.
He also said it memorably at the end of the show that he wasn't coming back unless you were off the show. Is that Al Lewis? Beautiful. Courtesy of Gino, I believe. Rob Martinez, each of you two, to answer the question, yes, Mario will be here for the Christmas show. Richard is TBD, but he's always welcome. Rob Martinez says, each of you choose two hypothetical podcast guests from any era dead or alive. The caveat would be one guest would be someone you deeply admire and a guest you've deeply ridiculed. Well, we don't ridicule our guests.
Yeah.
That's what we have each other for.
It's a tough one because if you say one, then they're dead anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to answer that on social media for Rob. Jumping to this one, Sean Liu, Jerry Stiller, and Norm Macdonald are my dream guests. I think I've asked before if they have responded to you reaching out to them. Well, Norm, again, has an open invitation.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He's very reliable.
sort of hard to pin down. Jerry Stiller, I don't know about. I'm not sure Jerry's doing terribly well.
Yeah, and he's been out of the public eye.
He's been out of the public eye for a long time, so we don't know what's going on there.
And the last time we spoke to it's time for me to go.
Norm Macdonald.
Norm Macdonald. Last time we spoke to Norm Macdonald, he said, "Well,
that's pretty good.
That's your thing."
I'm gonna fire away some thank yous.
Okay.
See how many I can get through. Who was that guy? John Moshida.
Yes.
The guy who was the fast talker.
I'd like the audience to know. This is the kind of conversations Frank and I get into. We talk about the career of John Moshida.
He was the fast talker. Yeah. Remember him from the FedEx commercials? Yeah. This is, well, of course, that was the genesis of this show.
Yes.
Those kind of conversations. Here we go. Aaron Alcott, Adam Kane, Adam Dorn, who has done this show, Adam Smith, Adele Flaherty, Alan Carr, Albert DeMello, Alex Melman, Andrew Brundrett, Andrew LaPosha, who won our trivia contest, ooh, Andrew Masaloff, Andrew Milner, and Andy McKenna, who's the guy that sent you the bowling pin.
Ah, that's right.
Okay, page one. Okay, I'm going to get through one more page, then we're going to go back to questions. Thank you to Anthony Colacciaro, Anthony Manucci, Anthony Scilacci, Ari Coyne, Ashley Esper, B. Steenson, Barrett Letty, who does a great impression of you.
Yes.
Ben Vey, Bjartmar Jonsson, Bob Vickers, Bobby Maggio, Brady Cox, Brett Danilake, Danilake, Brian Dressel, who's been very generous, and Buddy Spencer. Okay, those are two pages. Back to the questions.
Thank you, all of you.
Romeo and the Bees.
I know. I'm going to do them all.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Well, I'm going to get up to the J's tonight, and the rest of the people will have to wait till the following week.
Just trying to make sure things move along.
And Joseph Chiaralonza wants to know, Chiaralonza, has Bobby Hart been considered as a guest? You know, Boyce and Hart?
Oh!
They wrote all those Monkey songs, Last Train to Clarksville, and all of that jazz.
Oh!
And I think Tommy Boyce is gone, but Bobby Hart is with us. So we'll have to look into Bobby Hart. You're a music guy. You have a response to that?
Yeah, I don't know Bobby Hart.
You don't know Bobby Hart?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of the Monkees.
We've had very good luck with songwriters.
We have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
just did a great one with Stephen Bishop.
Yes.
It's up now. Andrew LaPosha. Just speak of the devil. Which athlete would you guys want on the podcast?
We haven't had any. Babe Ruth?
I saw that. Babe Didrikson Zaharias. What'd you say?
OJ's done movies.
OJ has done a lot of movies.
Merch.
And,
just be extra nice to him.
Ask Scott and Larry if they have any pull on the OJ.
Mark Spitz is doing AFib commercials, I think I saw today. Mark Spitz.
Yeah. We thought about Bob Uecker, who's kind of funny and was an ex-athlete. I mean, I don't know. Does Bob Costas count? He's not really an athlete.
Yeah.
We're open to suggestions. Who do you got, Andrew? Thad Komorowski or Komorowski. Did Frank ever give Gilbert the Blu-ray with Lon Chaney Jr.'s Life of Riley that I sent him?
Yes.
Yes, I gave you that.
Very strange.
Did you know that existed before I gave that to you?
I had heard about it. I didn't know they actually filmed it. I was, but very strange.
Yeah. Did you actually sat and watched it?
Yeah. It's like... I think it's the scariest thing Lon Chaney Jr. has done. That show was scary.
It was. The old ones with
Jackie Gleason.
With the before he was heavy.
Oh,
they're strangely depressing and unsettling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I never liked
them. That was a horrible show.
I never got into that show.
Yeah.
Some more thank yous to patrons. Bert Penchansky, B.W. Radley, Carrie Polishek, Chris Kason, Chris Hartman, Chris Hopkins, Chris Waters, Chris Weir, Christine Kalinske, Christopher Bly, who's been helping Twitter Greg with Twitter, Christopher Harris, Christopher Sayup, Corey Schneider, and Craig Shamp. Oh, here's five Gilbert can read.
Yeah.
Give that a shot, Gil. People like when you mangle their names.
Okay. Curtis Simon, Dan Christensen, Darren King, Dave Abramson, Dave Slusher.
Good. Nice work. Okay. You did that very well. Back to the questions. Paul Ekstrom, if you guys could go back in time and witness the filming of any movie and hang out with the actors, directors, and writers, which would you choose?
Wow.
What do you think, Gilly?
There's a bunch.
Not Life of Riley.
Yeah, not... of course, a Maltese Falcon would be...
You wouldn't pick the Wolfman so you could hang out with Chaney Jr. Maria Uspenskaya?
I was getting to that. I was going to say the Wolfman or House of Frankenstein. So that had Lon Chaney and Boris Karloff. Unfortunately, they never got the big three all together.
No, they never did.
Yeah.
They never did. I would probably, and it's a movie that we've maligned on this show, but I think I would pick It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Oh, my God,
Just to hang out with Rooney and Hackett and Falk and...
That, yes.
And Stanley Kramer.
What was that other one? Well, the comedians driving into some estate. There's another movie.
The Great Race?
It was basically a nothing movie except a bunch of comedians got together.
What was the plot?
I don't think there was a plot. Anyway.
A lot of those all-star comedies.
Mad Mad World is one of those, I wish they had filmed a documentary on the making of it.
I know. It would have been great.
It would have been a funnier picture than the actual
And they were making something historic, so why didn't they? Yeah. What about you, Paul? What movie would you go back and
spend time
on the set of?
After hearing about it on the show, I would like to go hang out in the Jaws.
You would? Set of Jaws.
Yeah,
that was a troubled
set.
That
was so interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't get a big enough barge and all these troubles.
You could have watched Spielberg have a nervous breakdown.
And I could have drowned also.
And I remember seeing this interview with Richard Dreyfuss around the time Jaws was coming out. And he goes, hey, look, I have no one to blame but myself. I didn't have to take this picture. I did.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was certain it would destroy his career. Yeah. This was the end.
I think everybody thought that they had a turkey on their hands.
And I heard that around the time that was being made, at one night, Spielberg went to some dinner party. And when he introduced himself to some girl, she said, oh, wait a minute, Steven Spielberg, you're the one that everyone's saying is over with now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I pick Hard Day's Night as the movie I could go back and hang out on the set of?
That would have been a great one.
Let me knock out some more names here. We also want to thank David Biasotti. And if I don't have these names right, I apologize, but we're going fast. David De La Fuente.
Oh, God.
David Diaz. David Keyes. David Komarovsky. That's the rabbi.
Yes.
We love the rabbi. He flew all the way to New York to be at the sing-along show. David Levinson. David Levin. David Schnatz. I like that name. Yeah, David Schnatz.
That's like a cartoon.
Ooh, I like the way that snaps. David W. Hill, Devin Gates, Don Motley, Doug Pickle or Pickell, Douglas Key, Drew Fitzpatrick, and Ed. Another page down.
Ed.
Back to the questions.
Yes.
Paul Byrne says, given Gilbert's love of repeating scandalous gossip again and again, I'm wondering if Frank has ever had to do any subtle kicking under the table. Not really.
Not very subtle at all.
Not subtle. No. Why would I kick him? That's the foundation of this show.
Yes.
Are the celebrity scandals. There have been a few instances, and we won't go into specifics, where I've said, please don't say this to the guest at the beginning of the show. But only because I didn't want the show to just end 8 minutes in.
Right.
Well, what a few people. Gino is commenting on it, and one guy who tweeted me for one guest I had.
Yeah.
There was like a lighthearted moment, and then I brought up like his wife or kid dying, something like that.
Well, that's an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like they
Bruce
said.
Bruce Valanche was on a roll.
Yes.
Telling Paul Lynn stories, telling Donnie and Marie stories, and you asked him suddenly, Well, I understand you lost a lot of people to HIV.
and some guy.
Now, why would you ask that?
Some guy tweeted me that there's Gilbert once again going for the laugh.
Right. And then when we had Ron Delsner, and he was flying through these wonderful Beatles stories about how the he and his sister went into the Beatles' old hotel rooms after they had checked out, and they put ashtray, they put lipstick on, you know, they tried to make it look like they were, they swiped all the stuff from the hotel room and threw it in a car trunk and tried to sell it. And Gilbert asked about animal rights, which Ron is very passionate about. And it led to a conversation about Ron talking about the culling of the deer herd in the Hamptons. These are the things you don't really hear in the show because they get snipped out of the show.
And
by somebody.
And you who do the editing on it have said to me several times, I saved your career three times during this show.
Oh, recently.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. Russell Greller, please ask old Groucho if there was a time Chico didn't need the money. No time that Chico didn't need it.
Yeah, he needed it all the time.
Russ also says, I like to throw on Buzzer TV with the old Match Game shows, and I found one with Charlie Brill and Mitzi McCall.
Oh!
Must have been Tattletales.
I worked with him on that show.
What, Silk Stockings?
Silk Stockings!
Yeah, he was big on that.
Yes!
Yeah, they might be fun for the podcast, Charlie and Mitzi.
Yeah.
I think we've said that before, but
and
we haven't reached
they
out.
They also on with the
they
Beatles?
They were on one of the Beatles. They were on the, I believe they were on The Fateful Night. Yeah,
yeah.
64 with Gorshin.
Yeah.
And Jack, when, what was it, Davy Jones that was in the Oliver.
Oh, that's right.
It was a live
that's
production of Oliver. Quickly, some more names. There's another Ed. Just Ed. Edward Dwyer. E.F. Erie C. Freitsko. I think that's Eric Fusco. Elizabeth Daly. Eric Acevedo. Eric Connor. Eric Eisenbarger or Barger. Eric Ryan. We know Eric Ryan. He's the lawyer who tweets us and is a super fan. We love Eric. Eric sent some orange-flavored coffee that I don't drink.
And
I can't remember who I gave that to.
I can't tell you how many people come to my shows wearing the orange wedge pins.
Well, that's good news. Music to our ears, Dara.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Erica D. Ewoud CP. I don't know what that means. Ezio Realmuto. Finn. F-I-N. Fiend. Frank Grimes. Frank P. And Frank Tippin. We are through, almost through the Fs. Back to an entertaining question. Sean Robert Garland. This is from my friend Christina Daly, who puts this bloody earworm in my head on Twitter. But can Mr. Gottfried favor us with a bar or two of I'm Too Sexy? Do you know this song?
Oh, I'm too sexy for my... My
shirt.
Oh, I'm too sexy for my shirt. I'm too sexy, yeah.
That's pretty much the song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drop Dead Fred was the singer.
Yes.
Yes.
He's had a lot of hits.
What happened to him? Also, he wants to know. That's another one-hit wonder. Yeah. We'll have to bring those back at some point. He wants to know, Gil, why did they add the romantic lead to Coconuts when Zeppo was there? And it would have just made sense that he get the girl.
It made no sense whatsoever.
No sense whatsoever.
And,
Oscar, whatever the hell his name was.
The fact
Oscar
that
Shaw.
George S. Kaufman cut out "I'll Be Loving You Always."
Yes,
and instead he had "Monkey Doodle Doo." The worst song ever.
And they cut out "Always."
By the way, Stephen Bishop brought up that one-hit wonder "Shut Up, You Face," which, do you remember this song?
I don't think so.
The guy was Australian, and he had a hit with this novelty song called "Shut Up, You Face." His name was Joel Dolce. And I was watching our friend Mike McBeardo, McPadden, put it up on our Facebook page. And I was watching this, listening to this song, and I was thinking, this was a perfect song for Chico.
Yes.
How did they, well, of course, it was 40 years later.
Yeah.
50 years later, but perfect. Right Said Fred and Joe Dolce. Look those two up for One Hit Wonders. Eric Fusco is disguising himself as a character named Fuzco, 66. I think it's him. Can you recommend, he has a lot of aliases, can you guys recommend your favorite showbiz-related documentary?
Ooh.
You know one, Paul, that you like?
I'm thinking.
How about The Kid Stays in the Picture?
Robert Evans. There's, of course, Gilbert.
Yes! Gilbert, directed by Neil Berkeley.
Yes.
The Kid Stays in the Picture, the Robert Evans documentary, is wonderful. And did you see the Wrecking Crew doc?
No, you told me about that.
I'll lend it to you. I have the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Highly recommended the Wrecking Crew doc and the Shandling doc that my friend Mike Barfiglio and Judd Apatow made.
Yeah.
Is terrific.
Yeah, really interesting.
Those three come to mind.
You want to go in a little different direction? It'd be the Rolling Thunder review, Bob Dylan.
How was it? I didn't watch the whole thing.
I saw pieces of it. It was, you got to be a fan.
It was sort of done almost as a kind of a put-on.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a put on, but if you don't love Dylan, this is not going to make you love Dylan, I don't think.
Ratso was here pitching that. Russell Greller again. For what? What movie that is considered a bad movie or bomb do you guys have affection for? We've been asked this before.
Oh, we've had a few of those.
Yeah. Hmm. What do you consider? You like Dr. Butcher.
Dr. Butcher?
MD.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those, like, shitty little horror films I love.
Yeah. Can you think of any off the top of your head?
Oh, God.
I've named a bunch.
Well, The Indestructible Man was the first scary picture.
What about the other one that we've talked about? Not the Molten Man or the Incredible Melting Man.
We just had we just had Rick Baker on.
Right. What about that one?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I stumbled across one a couple of months ago, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, well, those are the Kyoto brothers.
Well, Gilbert's, it's
fair to say that you're into any bad horror movie.
Yes.
You find redeeming value in any of them, even no matter how cheeseball.
The old ones. Yeah.
You remember a movie called Blood Beach?
Yes.
I saw that for 80 cents at the Mineola Theater.
And then there were those other ones. Well, these were the Guinea torture films that used to be on in Times Square.
It's a whole genre. If you look in the back of Maltin's book.
Guinea torture films, like Make Them Die Slowly, Catch Them and Kill Them.
Right. There was a lot.
Yeah, a bunch.
I've recommended a comedy called Fire Sale, which was written by Robert Klein, who wrote Where's Papa? And the Wink at Bernie's movies. It's flawed. It's seriously flawed, but it has a wonderful cast. Richard Libertini's in it. Alan Arkin is in it and directed it. Rob Reiner, Vincent Gardenia, Sid Caesar. Wow. It's got this all-star comedy cast, and it's Kay Medford. And it's very funny in fits and starts. I asked Rob Reiner about it at backstage at The View, and he went, oh. The air came out of him.
There's one movie.
But it's better than that.
There's one movie I mentioned before. It's not considered like a major league bomb, but the reviews weren't good, and that's Bye Bye Braverman.
Yeah, you've mentioned that one, too. Yeah. Yeah, I think if you go back and you look at our movie picks, and now that we're freeing up the archive, people can find these.
Yeah.
Some of those movies we recommended were not hits.
No.
I mean, Pennies from Heaven.
Yeah.
The Herbert Ross movie with Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters and Christopher Walken, which I love, was certainly not a hit, and it's really worth seeing.
And Bye Bye Braverman, the cast is George Segal, Jack Warden, Joseph Wiseman.
Alan King in there?
Yeah, Alan King, Sorrel Book.
Right, and our pal Jessica Walter.
Yes.
Is in
yes.
there. Yes. Yeah. Some more names we want to thank. Fred, Gary Esposito, our friend Gene Beretta. He did the drawing that you have of the orange wedges on your dresser, proudly displayed in Gilbert's living room. George Hawk, Glenn Johnson, Greg Stenmeyer, Greg Wilson, Greg Lichtscheidel. There's another name. Lichtscheidel.
Mr. Lichtscheidel. Oh, Mr. with the Lichtscheidel.
Harold McKinstry, Hooman Mehran. I love these names. Howard Wright. You betcha. You betcha has given us some money. I won't read the amount, but he's been a patron for 21 months. Ian Kobe, J.D. Mack, James Manley. Here's some more for Gilbert to read.
Oy vey.
Fire away.
Okay.
A true honor to have your name destroyed by Gilbert.
It is. James Sigman, Jane Jacobs, Jason Grissom, Jason Pagano,
Jay Polga. That's an old friend of mine from high school.
Jay Polga. Gene Masterson.
Beautiful. How about that? You give a dollar, you hear Gilbert Gottfried read your name.
Yes.
You want more than that out of life? Let's see. David Komarovsky.
Jew.
All right, Rabbi. If Gilbert could travel back in time and cast himself in a role in any classic movie, this is a little like the other question.
Yeah.
Which would he choose? And he adds, other than the couch in Matilda May's Life Force trailer. He knows you.
Well, you got it.
He knows you.
You got it, Rabbi.
Do you look at classic films and think I could have played that part? You could have played, what's his name? Not Casper Gutman. You could have played Joel Cairo.
Yeah, Joel Cairo, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those I watch.
Yeah. Like what?
Yeah.
Classic films?
Well, I couldn't have played Lenny. In Of Mice and Men.
No. Maybe George. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have played Ron Liebman's part in Where's Papa, where he's running naked through the park.
Yes.
And then he's in the gorilla suit.
I could have been a short wolf man.
Paul, what classic role do you see Gilbert in? Classic role. Movie role. Glinda the Good Witch of the North?
How about one of the Vincent Price? I think you have that stature.
What about if you played the henchman in House of Wax that Charles Buczynski
played?
House of Wax.
Yes.
Yeah. I could see you in any of those pictures.
Yeah. Any one of those. I could have just gotten Billy Barty's career.
I saw Billy Barty in an episode of Little House on the Prairie. They lowered him into a well. A girl falls in a well. And Billy Barty is a circus performer who's been maligned by the town. You know where this is going.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
And he has to prove his worth to the townspeople because he's the only one who can fit in the well.
Oh,
and they hold him by his feet and they lower him into the well. And it's actually a moving performance by Billy Barty. You would have been better.
There was one in a villainous part on Fantasy Island where it was like the evil side of rock and tattoo. And it was Red Buttons and Billy Barty. And I forget Red Buttons' name, but Billy Barty was Hubba Hubba.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was like the dark, the alternate universe
of
Fantasy Island.
Oh, there was also a Fantasy Disturbing. Island where it's like sad at the end. And Hervé Villechaize says, I just want to go off and relax. And then you see a bunch of pretty girls taking his arm, and he's walking off proudly, Hervé, with these pretty girls. And Rock goes, but I thought you wanted to relax. And he goes, you relax your way, I relax my way.
Priceless. One day I want to hear you do a conversation between Hervé and Maria Uspenska. We'll save that for a future show.
The way you walk is thorny.
we're winding down the questions.
Some of these
and then
people,
we'll
the careers
you.
They actually have on our show are better than the careers
if they only
had.
Knew.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
You know that Hervé dying and Maria Ouspenskaya right. and all they, these people. If they only knew,
they become superstars.
How we would immortalize them.
That's right.
For
I remember seeing
to come.
Some clip.
It's one of the shames
of three astronauts who was sent to repair the Hubble telescope.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about what a dangerous job it was and how intricate in outer space. And they asked the guy, do you guys feel like heroes? And he said, no, we feel like Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Love it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mike Erickson, Gilbert, you have the lead role in a new film. The producer says you can even choose your co-star from the following options. Oh my God. Do you choose a little person? We're just talking about Billy Barty. A monkey? Or I love how these people. Or the reanimated corpse of Zazu Pitts.
Not that question again.
Yeah, that question comes up
yeah.
so often.
Boy, that's so, every other person.
So cliche. You got an answer on this? You go with the monkey?
I would take a little simian Zazu Pitts.
Oh, you're covering all your bases. There you go, Mike. Let's see. We're going to thank a couple of more people here, more patrons. Thank you for donating and supporting the show. Janine, Jeff. Some people don't want to use their last names.
No.
You can understand that.
Yes.
Jeff Quast. Jeff Rubatino, Jeffrey Davies, Jeffrey Lee Hollis, Jeremy Allison, Jerry Milani, Jim Vlasak, Joanna Blau. I like that name. Joe Peterson, John Beach.
Yes.
The great John Beach is supporting us on Patreon.
Yeah, I think he's been for a while.
Oh, my God. Let's see here. I didn't even know this. 17 months. How did I miss this?
I don't know.
John, we ought to send John a gift. John Hazard, John Sabini, and John Shetler. Okay. We are down to our last two questions. Sam Weisberg, please explain how you got cast in the strange... Are you in a movie called Long Shot?
Oh, my God.
He wants to know how you got cast in the every boy band that was famous for 15 minutes in 2001 movie Long Shot.
Wow. It was made by that guy. I think he wound up going to jail for a while.
What? Oh, the guy that cheated the...
Perlman?
Yeah, yeah. The New Kids on the Block guy?
Yes,
or
yes.
The NSYNC
and,
guy?
And C-Town, I think, was one of the... I think...
Who did you play?
I did a scene with Art Garfunkel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Paul, make a note of that. We got to watch that movie.
Nobody saw this.
Long Shot.
More people saw Funky Monkey than saw Long Shot.
Wow. I never even heard you mention that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no reason. It doesn't come up
we
in
we got to do a deeper dive into your IMDb page.
Oh, it's scary.
Gottfried and Garfunkel makes a nice...
Gottfried and Garfunkel? Yeah. Thanking the less, this is, we're going to get through the J's, and then we will thank everybody from the letter K on. It's interesting that Patreon lists them by first name, alphabetizes them by first name.
Yeah, that's right.
Paul's staring at me like a Weimaraner.
He
stares at you when you let the air out of a balloon.
I really don't want to do the K's.
I understand.
Can we skip the K's?
John Ciuntries, or Ciuntris, I know him. John Stevens, John Wendler, Johnny Caps. I talked to Johnny Caps on Facebook. Johnny Ray, John Atima, John Singer, Jonah Wengel, one word, Jordan B., Jorge, or George. Joseph, Joseph Chiaralonza and Josh Marowitz. Those are the A's through the J's, Gilbert. Everybody, there you have, my friend, doing Ed McMahon. Everyone.
Hey-o!
Everyone from A to J yes. who has supported this show, and we'll do the K's to the Z's tomorrow night, and they will air on Thanksgiving. Because we like to give thanks.
That's touching.
Well, it is. Jason Grissom. Gilbert, question one. If you suddenly, it's for me too. If Gilbert or Frank suddenly found themselves at the heads of a major film studio, what would be the first film they produced?
Oh.
Or I imagine remade.
Ah.
What do we think?
Jeez.
You know, Scott and Larry have a Marx Brothers film.
Oh, that's right.
That they wrote, which I read, which is damn good. I would try to get that Marx Brothers movie.
Maybe I do the longer, extended version of Long Shot. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It deserves a second chance.
It really does. Yeah. Last question from Jason. Question two. Which van is best, Van Johnson or Van Heflin? Another age-old question. Another imponderable. Do you know who Van Heflin is? He's laughing.
Yeah.
He was the bomber in the first Airport movie.
Yeah.
He was the mad bomber.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Ah.
Van Johnson or Van Heflin?
That's
where are you going with this one?
Or
I'm going to say Bobby Van.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for the questions.
Thank you,
Ray Bone. More importantly, thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Some of these people, and shame on me for not knowing John Beach was on there, but some of these people have been supporting us. I mean, some of them are as few as 11 days, but some of them are like 58 months and 60 months.
Yeah,
and
thank all of you.
Yeah, very, very generous. And
some have lost their homes, I understand.
Some have lost their homes. And their jobs just for simply being associated with Gilbert. Here's a little Al Lewis.
And if they lost their homes or had a family member die, I will bring it up. And when it's a lighthearted moment, I will go, okay, stop laughing. You lost your home, right? And your family was burnt alive. Okay.
A step too far.
Yeah.
And we want to also tell these wonderful, loyal people that they're going to be even more excited by the new Patreon. Right, Dara? And all the good shit that we have coming.
When is it coming out? When do we
December 1st.
December 1st, the new Patreon.
Just in a couple of days after this post. Say goodnight, Paulie.
Did I read right goodnight, that Paulie. One of the new Patreon offerings is Paul will come to your house and hang out with you for a night.
He'll do your windows.
Yeah. $3.
It's on there. Yeah.
He'll answer questions.
At a very low premium, I might add. Say goodnight, Gilly.
Good night, Gilly.
Listen a man. Like white ground.